It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. It's also Tax Day. Last week we talked about why we procrastinate. Darl Kleinbach in Portland, Oregon wrote, "When I was in 7th and 8th grade, our math teacher always had extra credit opportunities every April. The problems were about income taxes. She created hypothetical situations and we learned to fill out the tax forms, both individual and business. 60 years later, I'm still doing my own taxes, which I did even when I was self-employed. I also insist my daughters do their own taxes. I taught them it's like puzzle solving." Our conversation about the tensions that can arise when one half of a couple wants to retire and the other isn't ready prompted many of you to share your stories. LeMay Hupp in Anchorage wrote, "My husband loves his job and kept working. I've retired from full-time work and am loving my part-time job. We've decided we're going to spend more time apart. I want to travel more than he does, and I have more home interests than he does. Communication is the key." When sex columnist Dan Savage joined us last week, we asked you who you listen to and trust on matters of intimacy. Mark Henderson in Elk Grove, California commented, "The church I attend has a youth education program they run every other year called Faith and Sexuality. This program looks at everything from pregnancy to contraception, from STDs to abuse, infatuation, and love, and what makes a normal, healthy relationship. There's an open-air question and answer session where nothing is off-limits, and it includes the youth and their parents. It's a great program I could never reproduce at home, no matter how much I talked about sex to my children. It is, if I dare say, a godsend." Finally, Fran Young in Boones Mill, Virginia, heard our conversation about the Yankees and why they're either the most loved or hated team in baseball. "It's a long story," Fran's note goes, "but I was in New York City with a gentleman friend. He was a fan. I had never seen a game, ever. He tricked me into going to the Bronx. We got off the subway, and in front of us was the majestic Yankee Stadium, and he had two tickets. The sky was so blue, the grass was so green, the players were so good-looking. I was hooked. I've been a devoted Yankee fan ever since." If you're a fan or if you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. If you ever, Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Peter Kirkhausen, Wilma Consul, Tinbeat Ermias, and Priska Neely. Priska also handles all web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Gwen Uden directs the program. Our intern is Bolanle Omashore. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Cal Southworth, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. Tomorrow, Roger McGuinn joins us to play some songs and chat. He might even play "I Want to Grow Up to Be a Politician." Join us for that. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.